Okay, I'd like to look at a Sfas Emes together. The Ger Rebbe really goes back to the Ger Rebbe's grandfather, the Chidush Yerim, which I think brings together some of the experiences we're having now in this upcoming week's parsha. The Ger Rebbe begins by saying, Ban Medrash, Tzidkoscha. Moshal tzadikim b'dirosan rishon b'mechshach masayim. The Rebbe is referring to a medrash which opens a sefer Bamidbar, quotes the pasuk. The medrash quotes tzidkoscha kehare re'el mishpatecha tayin rabba. The different types of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagas, different ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his justice and judgment, Sam's Kehara Me'el, is as parent as a powerful mountain. And in Shvatecha, some parts of God's justice and ruling is the Hay Rabbah, is very, very deep and impossible to understand. So the Medrash on this Pasuk is Moshal Tzadikim Vidi Rasan. There's a marshal analogy. Tzaddikim v'dirasan, tzaddikim the way they live, and Rishon in the darkness of the way they conduct themselves. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
We're losing you a little bit when you turn to the left, to your left.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where the speaker is, but
okay. Not good to be a left-leaning rabbi. So it's
to the right.
I accept the correction. Okay. So Omar Adoni Omi Zikni Rabbi. This is the Sfas Emes quoting his grandfather Chedushim who raised him. This world is an analogy. So he's pointing out that there is a way of looking at Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation, and seeing all of Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation as a moshel for understanding the Ribbono Shalom better. Right? What does that mean? So I was just learning today a passage of a passage that explained that, for example, Moshal gave an example of if one wanted to understand. I don't know why I can't get this up again. This way. Yeah. A Moshal that there are parts of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the natural world created parts of the natural world to be a Moshal, an analogy for things that are much greater. The place that we come across this idea every single day is in the bracha of Yotzer HaMe'oros. Yotzer HaMe'oros is all about the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the creating the natural sources of light, sun, moon, stars. And then at the very end, we slip in, Chazal slipped in, Or Chadosh al Tzion Ta'ir, a new light should come over Yerushalayim, V'nizkech Ulonu Me'em, we should all be zochet its light, Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer HaMe'oros. Now that has nothing to do with the bracha. The bracha is entirely about the natural lights. It's all about the design that's in the creation. Hameir la'aretz v'la dormala v'rachamim. It's all about the orbit and the continuous renewal of the natural world. So why do we slip it at the end, like at the end of a drasha? So why do we slip in to the end of the bracha? So I think Rav Olma points out this idea that the natural world is a moshel, it serves in addition to all of the accomplishments of the natural world, it serves as a way of understanding the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in a very snapshot way, we could say order, Seder, that because there's a creator. But what the Midrash has in mind in a deeper way is that the light and the refreshing of the light and the cycle of the light, so that is an emes in God's creation. That also is a display of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself. So that is also part of the natural world. So before we finish the bracha Yotzer Me'oros, we stop for a moment and we say, and this is also a mashal, it's a mashal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing back Oro Shel Mashiach, Oro Shel Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the whole concept of light is a mashal. Right, because the first day is Vayom Elokim Yehi Or, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu put that light aside. Ramchal explains that that light of the first day was the tachlis, the purpose of creation, it was the veikos coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So light is a marshal for is an analogy. So for many years when I every day when I davened, I knew that. This phrase bothered me, and I could never formulate why it bothered me. I would say it, something doesn't sound right. And then when I read one of Shlomo Wolbe's writings, he crystallized it. He said, it's bothersome because it doesn't fit into the pasuk, into the parsha. He explains that we look at all of the Bria as that in addition to being there, another angle, is that it's sometimes an analogy of how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs his world. That's true when we say Berachas Halvana. I saw today in the writings of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe writes the way that a seed functions, that this that a seed has the potential of bringing forth a tree and bringing forth fruit and bringing forth that fruit can have seed. Another tree, so the initial seed that one plants, the bekoyach, the potential of that seed is enormous. He says human beings are much more fascinated by the tree and the leaves and the shade and the foliage and the fruit. They should be much more fascinated with the seed because the seed has so much more going on inside and has and is around for so much longer. And persists and generates. So he says, so this particular passage, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was saying, the seed is a mashal for how we delve into Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. We try to always bring out more from the seed. We know that there's so much more inside of it. And any given generation can only see one, maybe two iterations of the seed. So he says, that's another case, another example. Istakel be'raisu bora alma. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world and a Torah which are in sync and are in parallel. And that's what the Sfas Emes points out over here. Ikola Olam Hazeh Rak Moshel. So I'm not saying it as severely as the Chedush Rebbe. I've done that. That's Chedush Rebbe is enormously deep, so he could say the world is only a mashal. I'm saying it in a way that I can understand that it's also a mashal. The MS, and it's true, kikifi is nagus ham mashal, nimshach ha nimshach. And in accordance with the way that the analogy functions, the nimshal functions accordingly. Ube vadai, kifi masha yedea adam, Shechius hakol miHashem Yisbarach umevakeish tamed el zgalus kavoidai kemochein zgalulai. So he says the way that we look at the mashal, that will have an impact on the way that we gain from the nimshal. So the more that we appreciate the more that we seek to understand more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we will, Kadosh Baruch Hu will in fact reveal himself to us. So that's what the Pasuk is saying. Tidkotzcha kehaber me'el, mishpatecha tohoim rabba. You look at the way a tzaddik lives, you understand that tzidkos ha'ariel, you can see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ways in this world are amply described. But if one doesn't seek the Ribbono Shel Olam, one doesn't want to see more of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, so then a Rishon Chasrei Amuna Nistar Meyem Ve'emes. So they will in fact not be able to see more of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's we see by Hagar. Right? When Hagar was sent out, so she could not see the bear. The Torah says that once she was able, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave her the insight to see the bear, right? Pasuk says, Vayifkach Elokim es eineha, vatelech vatamala es hachamos. Right? That the bear was there. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to give her the insight of seeing the bear. Now, what does that have to do with this week's parsha? Ubevadai, Bria Sa'odom, Oyelam Shech, Chiyuso, Ukudusho Lechol Aprotim. And the goal of the human being is to be able to highlight more of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. And he says, and that's why this week's parsha begins with details. This week's parsha begins by Yidaber Hashem el Moshe b'Midbar Sinai be'Oyel Moyed be'Echad l'Chodesh Hasheni, first day of the second month, v'Shona Hashenis, in the second year, let's say, Somi Eretz Mitzrayim. And what is this all an introduction for? Counting. Right? Not a dramatic new, it's not a Chodesh Alechem, it's not a dramatic new Aloch, it's not a dramatic new Parsha. I want you to count the Jews. So why all the details? Zesha Kosav Azman Shon of a Chodesh Vamokoim. Avsha Torah L'malam Izman. He says, even though you could say time is not significant for a mitzvah for the Torah. Ikar Ritzoyna Yizbarach L'amshich HaKol LaTorah Al Yedei Avodah Sa'odam. Because our goal, one of the purposes of our world is to give every aspect of this world, of our existence, more significance by attaching a Kadosh Baruch Hu more to this world, and therefore the space, the time, the place, all of these details, which are parts of the world as we know it, we have the ability to attach a Kadosh Baruch Hu to those parts of the world. We have the ability to see more of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in those parts. We can see a Kadosh Baruch Hu more in every particular day. That's Yotzer Ma'aretz. We see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in every single month. That's the Birchas Halvana. And we can see a Kadosh Baruch Hu Bashon Hashenis. Right? That's the various seasons that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings. V'cheina minyan shenimnu kol ish miYisrael al mekoymoi shenira mizeh. And he says, and when Klal Yisrael gets counted, and every Jew gets counted, then the purpose of that count was that every Jew should see himself as a unique creation. Because, and that would explain why the counting is something that's recorded in the Torah. The point that the let's explain the Spasemis a little bit better is that the counting of the Jewish people was the process of the counting was that Moshe Rabbeinu went with the head of every Shevet, and that's Su'u es Resh Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, you count. According to Ramban, he went with Aaron, and it says, "V'itchem and with you, ye ish ish lamata." They'll be the nasi. So the counting took place. Moshe Rabbeinu himself went to every single tent, and together with the nasi, he would get a census. So now compare the census that we went through and the census that Klal Yisrael should go through. Census we went through, we went online. It was totally anonymous. Anybody, a monkey could have filled it in, right? So we filled it in. It gets, the data goes someplace, and we are totally divorced from the counting process. Klal Yisrael gets counted. They have to bring a shekel. They have to give the shekel. But it's more than that. The Ramban says, as every Jew got counted, they got to see Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalom Aleichem. And Ramban says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just say hello, wave. It wasn't an elbow knock, right? It was a conversation. Because every Jew had a chance to see Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, the Ramban writes, you can only imagine the impact that every Jew had on just seeing Moshe Rabbeinu. And seeing Moshe Rabbeinu up close by his home and reporting in his family. According to Ramban, that is the, when you see the Ramban, we understand the basis for the visit with the Chassidish Rebbe is based on this Ramban. The idea that there is a value to being in the presence of the Rebbe, to being greeted by the Rebbe, the L'chaim from the Rebbe, it's all based on this Ramban. I'm not making it up. You can see how this farm related back. Because be able to see Moshe Rabbeinu, every Jew, I got to speak about myself. I got to tell about my family. So you can appreciate the impact that the census has when you compare it to our census. So the Sfasema says, what was really happening? In our minds, we were thinking, numbers, numbers, numbers. Where does everybody go? The exact opposite was happening. Every Jew was able to report on who they are, what they are to Moshe Rabbeinu. And if every Jew got to tell Moshe Rabbeinu who they were, that means every Jew had a sense of, I'm talking important. I have a part in Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately would say that you're killing with your Nosi. That means you have a specific position, a specific spot, you have a specific degel, you relate to a certain stone on the Choshen. When Klal Yisrael moves, you should know where you're moving. So it was in fact to give, not only to the Sfasema says that the census gave every Jew a sense of, I'm not a number, but I have a unique purpose. I have a unique place, a unique position. And the fact, Bechtel, the Mishnah Socher says that the number ends up being 603,000. Tough Reish Gimel, 1,000. He says, Tough Reish Gimel minus the Aseret HaDibros. Aseret HaDibros is Yud, because those are Kloliastic. But all the other mitzvahs are the details of the Tariq of the Aseret HaDibros. So every Jew is able to feel a connection with the details of Torah. So that's what the Sfasem is, but that's what the Medrash is pointing out. When the Medrash all of a sudden pops up the bidding of a midbar, sometimes it's very, very apparent, sometimes very, very hidden. Medrash says it depends, it's a mashal for the way a tzaddik lives, the way a rasha lives. A tzaddik lives, that continuously is able to, through him, Kadosh Baruch Hu's role and part of this world becomes amplified. And a rasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu's role in this world becomes minimized. The tzaddik has a greater connection with the Ribono Shel Olam, and the rasha's distance from the Ribono Shel Olam. So the Sfasema says, so why is this the beginning of the parsha? Because the parsha begins with the details, time, place, the date is spelled out. Those are different parts of the Bria, different parts of creation. Those are different parts of creation. And the role of every Jew is to be able to connect the Ribono Shel Olam with the different parts of creation. To see the creation as a mashal. And to see that we gave a mashal of a mashal, one particular example. But we should be able to see more and more of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bria as just another classic. We say, Bereinu Fashos V'Ches Reinon. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world with a lot of things missing, right? We'd call it an imperfect world. It's a mashal. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's an analogy. of how a human being has to see his role as a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there asking the individual Lashlim to complete, to connect with him, to mispel to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the what we would call the instability of the world is a mashal for the way that we should be related to the one of the ways in which Kadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself to make himself needed in an ongoing way to us. So the Svasemes, so that concept that we have a tachlis, we have a purpose of connecting Kadosh Baruch Hu to different parts of Bria, so that tachlis, Moshe Rabbeinu said, he wants every Jew to understand that that's an individual avoda. It's not the Klal Yisrael. There are sometimes when Klal Yisrael has an avoda to connect the Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Bria. Right? That's Birchas Halavana. That is Birchas HaChodesh. But Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying every Jew, he has his role. He's the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him chiyus. So he has to figure out why he was worth counting. He has to figure out why he was worthy of meeting Moshe Rabbeinu. He has to be able to have an accountability that he has to give to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is one of the ways that we prepare for Shavuos. That is certainly one of the avodos that we have to work on as we prepare ourselves, Bezra Hashem, the light is working at the end of the tunnel, but as we prepare ourselves to come back to be part of a reconstituted tzibur, but apparently Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come back having the parsha of Bamidbar, knowing that we can all sort of stand on our own and have our own tachlis, and that is one of the preparations that Chazal thought we should have for Kabbalah Satara. So, Rita Hashem, as we prepare more for Kabbalah Satara, these ideas will help us prepare and help us become more at peace with the quarantine that we're in. And as Baruch Hashem, we see, again, the light at the end of the tunnel. We should make sure that we have gotten the most out of this part of our abode. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.